Saturday, September 14th. So Peter Luger's, the famous steakhouse in Brooklyn and Great Neck, has bacon as a, I guess, an appetizer or a side dish. I don't know. I never really looked at a menu there. You know, they ask when you sit down, if you don't know, hey, do you need a menu or not? And 90% of the people don't need a menu because they just say steak, meat, Leafs, fries, go. And they just like put shit on your table and you're good. I actually, from the first half of my Luger's career, didn't even know about the bacon because my mom doesn't eat bacon and it was always going with her until, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. My friend Drew, who's a Luger connoisseur, I went with him or talking about it with him before we went, mentioned the bacon, and I was like, what are you talking about? And sure enough, they have this like thick cut bacon, long strip of bacon, not like your breakfast bacon. That's incredible. And you order it by the piece. I like to dip it in Luger sauce, and it's just really phenomenal. So why am I talking about it tonight? Recently, I noticed at my local butcher shop, Paisanos, which is incredible. They have great meat, great everything, that they had in packaging Luger's bacon, like the same way you would buy regular breakfast bacon, but like Peter Luger's bacon. I was like, oh, interesting. I took note of it. In that moment, I didn't get it. I don't remember why. But yesterday, on my way home from the gym, I decided to pick up some dinner for tonight. And I got a ribeye and some burger meat for the boys. And I said, you know what? Let me try this bacon. So I got the Luger's packaging bacon. And they give you on the, they give you directions on the packaging. Stovetop, microwave, please. If you like, yeah, oh yeah, I've tried this and I've done it in microwave, just hang up right now. Get off the podcast. Stovetop, oven or grill. I was grilling my ribeye and the burgers and whatever else for the crew here. So I was like, all right, I'm going to cook it on the grill. And I was psyched to see how it turned out. And didn't go great because I think, you know, they said medium flame and I went like right over the coals. That was probably a mistake, but my grill was crowded and the other stuff was way more important. So I needed to focus on that. And I was like, all right, let's throw this on here and see what happens. So I think I probably overcooked it a little bit. And listen, it was good. Don't get me wrong. But it didn't taste like the bacon that comes out when I'm sitting in Brooklyn at Peter Luger's restaurant. And I was looking for that. However, as a PSA, guys, ladies, there's Luger's bacon out there that you can like buy and make. You don't have to go to the restaurant to get it. So that's really the point of this, is to share with you that this exists. And I'll work on the cooking options next time, and I'm sure I'll improve as time goes. But I had some Luger sauce on the side, dipped it in there, and then just kind of, you know, kind of felt like home. It was nice and warm and cuddly, but not exactly what I was looking for. Again, I think I overdid it by just putting it right on the flame. It was like a little too done. But however, you know, we live and learn. But again, just trying to share with you, improve all of our lives at once by telling you there's more pork in the air to buy and bring home and eat. Hope you guys are having a good day.